In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, total, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know your customers. Ralph likes his coffee black on Fridays, but Mondays he takes a little cream. Jennifer comes in every 3 years when her lease is up to get the newer and better model. And for some reason, pepperoni pizza sells like crazy on Friday nights. Who knew? At Odyssey, we have the expertise to get your media plan done right. With ads like you're hearing right now, to targeted social media campaigns, search engine optimization, and location-based advertising. Advertise with Odyssey and help us grow your business. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Let's go! 103, 123!
You're listening to the best of the Dolphins.
Yeah, y'all boys, man. You can't go to 1-2.
A weekly mix of AM 560 Sports, WQAM's best NFL talk to get you ready for game day.
I think it was a great team win today. The momentum that we've had when offense went out and then it was complemented by the defensive stops, in the first quarter, and then with special teams kind of adding on to that, I think that momentum just kept going. And then on the times where we were stopped, it was where we felt like we kind of hurt ourselves and put ourselves in that position. But for the most part, just really proud of the guys and proud of the team win that we had today.
Dolphins quarterback Tua Tagovailoa after the 34-10 win over the Jets. Time to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Shop over 2,000 Toyotas on sale. One location, Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan, toyotaofhollywood.com.
All right, Woody, thank you. Four straight wins, 6-7. Monday Night Football against the Steelers, who had a nice win in Baltimore yesterday. They're now 7-6. We got a new formula, man. A defense that gives up 3 points, gets the 3 takeaways, 10 now in the last 4 games. Great on third down defense defensively, 6 sacks, starts with them and runs right into a running game that has been really good. And the story being Jalen Wright, finally, man, after everything he's been through, getting a chance to carry the rock. And we hope Devon Achane's okay as we bring in Omar Kell. Omar, I'm sorry, took a long time to get to you. I apologize. I got a little long-winded there. What do you think about Achane? Is he going to be okay?
Mike McDaniel says it's not broken ribs. That's pretty much all that anybody cares about. He was moving pretty well in the locker room. We weren't allowed to talk to him because of the Dolphins' stupid rules. No other way I can explain it. So he should be fine. Worst case scenario, he wakes up this morning and the ribs are sore. I'm not necessarily certain how they know the ribs aren't broken, but you know, hey, I don't think Mike's a liar.
So let me ask you, the numbers they're putting up in these last 4 games. Some of it is the competition, and that Jets team was not very good yesterday, but they got a lot of
people do that.
Well,
Joe,
I mean, listen, it's okay.
No, it's not.
That
no,
Jets
not.
Team was not very good, but I like the way they beat them up.
Bad.
Yeah, no,
they
no
were,
that's all.
They were bad. So, and it felt like the Jets quit in the first quarter. They didn't want. I think what Patrick Paul basically said, it was like one of the first, it was in the first quarter. He looked at the Jets defensive lineman in the eyes and basically saw they didn't want it. And he was like, okay.
Yeah.
And they kept giving it to him. And that's exactly what was talking to Jets reporters. They said their defensive line has been abysmal all season. And that's really what it was. But I make this point last week and I really stand by it. from the Atlanta game on, what unit on this team has been performing better than the offensive line, has been playing better than the offensive line? I don't think there is one. And the way they gelled with Borum and Cole Strange holding down that right side is quite impressive. Butch Barry probably did one of the best coaching jobs I've ever seen in Dolphins history in 2023. And this one might be topping it. You lose two starters in the season opener.
Yeah.
And you get a unit to gel for eight games with backups starting, and you finally get Austin Jackson back, and he's one of your best run blockers, and you see what they're doing. They are mowing people down.
Well, and just to add to that, and I agree with you, by the way, boy, there's a guy, Butch Barry has just done a nice job. Austin defensively on that D line, those two guys, they walk together, I think, a lot here before the morning of games. And I'll tell you what, they got to be two proud daddies the way their guys are both playing on both sides.
It's funny that their units were holding the team back earlier in the season, and now their units are the strength of the team. It is nice to see that
coaching does matter. Guys care, and they want to get better, whether they're veterans. I got to tell you, the coordinators and the play calling have been really good. I'll tell you what, Anthony Weaver, he was a shark yesterday when he saw that backup quarterback, that rookie free agent come in.
Who can't coach a game against a backup, a third string practice squad quarterback?
He showed him blitzes like he's going to blitz him every time. And sometimes he pull out, and sometimes he rush everybody. And that kid will be seeing a sports shrink today. I mean, after everything. No. And you're right. He was put in a really bad situation. Hey, let's talk about.
If they would have done that against Tyrod Taylor, I would have been more impressed. And they were.
He was off to a rough start too. I mean, he was. Yeah.
He, I mean, all of a sudden, I don't even remember him getting hit. All of a sudden, he got a growing issue. I got to get out of here.
Yeah.
The Jets.
Go get him,
the
kid.
Jets could have asked for a running clock that entire game. They would have. It would have been like Pee Wee because they did not want to play.
Yeah, that there is no question. And you just looked at it and you just went, wow, that's a rough group. All right. Hey, I love the Jalen Wright story, man. He's been through it all. He got injured at a bad time. He has a rookie running back come in and get his carries. He comes back and he goes, wait a second. I'm inactive. What the hell's going on? And all of a sudden yesterday, and listen, we don't want to see Achan hurt. He's one of the best, man. What the game, if he would have stayed healthy yesterday and played three quarters, oh my God, he had a huge game. But anyway, it was so nice to see Jalen Wright get 22 carries, whatever it was, and really look good.
Yeah, he's had a rough season. I thought about this probably during the game. I was like thinking to myself, who on this team has really had a rougher season than Jalen Wright? And the only person that possibly comes to mind is Nick Westbrook-Ikhine. But I will say this, Westbrook-Ikhine has never had to deal with an injury and come back from a knee injury. Jalen, you know, it's funny because he's very mad at the media because he thinks it's our fault. I understand when guys get to that point, they're, you know, everybody who's talking about my struggles, you're the enemy. When he suffered his knee injury, he was not doing well. He was being outperformed by the guy who broke his neck. I can't remember his name. In the preseason, he was being outperformed by him. Ali really wasn't outperforming him, but Ali clearly has the power to give you what you need for short yardage conversion. And so he really dropped down far on the depth chart, and he had to really lock in and work his way out. And that's what he's done. People don't realize this, but he's been playing ahead of Ali Gordon for the past couple of weeks. And so it was good to see him kind of dig himself out of that funk that he was in. And there was a point when we were interviewing him, I felt like he was going to cry. And this is part of the NFL story and the NFL struggles that a lot of guys go through.
No, that's part of the game right there. It sucks, but that's part of it. Yeah.
People don't realize how much, like, these guys need therapists. Like, it should be mandated every week that NFL players sit down with a therapist. The problem is, I know, and teams do have therapists. They have team therapists on staff.
They do have one.
This is new, and oddly enough, it was implemented because of Brandon Marshall, which is the weirdest thing ever because he's psychotic and crazy. but that's part of the reason why it's needed in the NFL.
Yeah. No, I agree, man. We've had a lot. We've seen it. Hey, we could write a book on draft picks that have gone through serious.
Mental. Most of the time when a guy struggles, it's mental. Like Iggy Igbinoghene, they broke him mentally. Like in when he was starting out there for Byron Jones as a rookie, like that kid had talent. And then
I agree. I don't disagree.
He went out there and struggled.
I think Cam Smith had it. I think Cam, you could put Cam in there too, man. And it wasn't the shoulders down. That wasn't the problem. He has talent. I'm with you. I agree. I see him come in and out of those breaks. I used to watch Iggy and I go, man, I can see when he's warming up. I go, damn, he moves like, you know, when you watch that stuff up close and it just couldn't put it together where you got trust of people. But you're right. The mental health is a big part of this thing for people out there. I just want to let you know, if you've had children have it, don't feel like a lone ranger. It's going on in professional sports too. You're exactly right.
Absolutely.
Hey, let's talk about the young guys. Starting with Zach Sealer before we get to him. It's like, do you feel like Zach has finally said, hey, Jordan, Kenneth, and Zeke, I trust you guys. I don't have to worry. You guys are starting to get after it. I'm going to start getting taken care of mine now. And boy, he's been really productive. The effort's been there. Now he's getting rewarded with some big plays.
I think Zach has always been playing like this. I just think the people around him weren't very good. And that's, you know, and it, that's clear. It was evident that at a certain point they were picking on the defensive tackles. Teams began the game in their heavy package and just ran at the Dolphins. And the Dolphins couldn't do anything about it. Yeah. Well, those days are over. Those days are over. All three of them, from, you know, Kenneth Grant to Jordan Phillips to Zeke Biggers, who has his own package now, like all three of them are beasting. And, you know, gotta give props to their position coach, because Austin Clark, man, and I've always known this, he's been one of the best.
Yeah, you've like, you know what, you have good taste in a former Golden Bear, a former Cal Bear. That, you're right. That's a good call.
He's
a good dude too, man. He'll talk to you. He didn't run and get all pissed off. He'll talk. He's a good guy.
The same thing with the offensive line. There's a standard there, and both of those units, they just work. And from where they've come to where they are right now is tremendously impressive. I don't think Zach has done anything different than he's done in the past 6 years. I just think the players around him, and, you know, Zach has been the mentor for every single one of these guys, and he believed in these guys. And, you know, at a certain point I was like, man, Zach, I don't know how good you are at talent evaluation. And, you know, and they've proven to be right.
Yeah. I think listen, if I'm a young guy, I want a guy like Zach Sealer that I can ask questions and bug, and he'll put his arm around me and work with me. And all those things are so great. Let me ask you, I think Jordan Phillips might be right now the best rookie in this class, the way he's playing. Do you agree or disagree?
Yeah, I've always thought he was probably the best performing guy right now.
It's okay to say. You gave me a little pause in there.
But I gave you a pause. But the guy that I want to mention, Zeke Biggers. Like, I think
he's coming on.
The best upside.
You might be right about that. The big guy, man, who, by the way, is no surprise that people played against him when he was at Georgia Tech. He's a pretty damn good player there.
I talked to him last week because I'm probably going to do a column on him this week. Yeah. Like, think about it. Everybody's playing but me. I can't even get on the active. And, hell, I'm a good special teams player. He really went to work on himself. He said he lost 20 pounds, dropped his body fat. He'd be in here extra.
That's great.
And he was just like, yeah, all of these guys are playing. None of them are better than me. And he went to work, and I heard he was dominating that looks team. He was just killing it. And that's what made them have to elevate him.
Hey, one last thing for you. Cause if you're going to talk about guys who have really helped pick it up, Boy, I'll tell you what, Jordan Brooks and the guy playing next to him, Tyrell Dotson, just keep making plays. And I got to tell you, Bradley Chubb yesterday, I was watching Bradley Chubb running around, man. I don't know. You talk about a guy that was making a difference in the backfield, and he ended up like one tackle or something, a half a sack. And I think Chop's starting to play a little bit better. How do you like that group of linebackers?
Oh, definitely. I think they're probably the second best unit on the team. Jordan Brooks is an elite player in the NFL right now. You can make the argument that he might be the best inside linebacker in the NFL at this point, at this moment. And Tyrell Dotson as the leader of that defense, you know, 100 tackle season, he's got the interceptions, he's got the forced fumbles, he's got the sacks, the playmaking. Don't sleep on what he's contributing. And Bradley Chubb, you know, I don't think I've seen in my career covering this team better leadership development from two people, Jordan Brooks and Bradley Chubb.
Yeah, Bradley Chubb, man. Like, I, you know what? You're right, man. He jumped out there and taken that role.
Yeah, no question about it. The one thing I think about Chubb whenever I think about him is how many sacks he's missed. And I get it. That's part of, you know, pressure's count.
Oh, no, you're fine. He's looking at 10 or 12 right now with some. You're right. Yeah.
But yeah, oh, yeah, he'd be at like 12 sacks now if he actually closed on a lot of them. And 12 sacks means a lot of money because he's going to be one of those guys that gets shook down or cut at the end of the season.
Hey, don't feel bad. I was looking at his incentives. He's going to be just fine.
Oh, yeah. I got to look at his incentives.
Oh, they're already kicking in. That, when it got to 6 sacks, that money started kicking in. He's doing.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah. No. And I'm not talking hundreds. I'm talking,
millions. Okay.
Yeah. Oh, all no. Right. They had to make it up to him. And by the way, we should all be rooting for him to get to 8 sacks. And then, and by the way, playing time stays the way it is. Yeah, those are two bonuses. Stay around 70%. Oh, he's in great shape. Bradley Chubb. He's going to be just fine.
I got to look that up. I got to look that up, Joe. Thanks for letting me
giving you a little teaser, man, as I say goodbye. Hey, by the way, Greg Dulcich makes one of the great plays that got called back. What a great find. This guy and the way he fits in, and again, Mike, the way he uses everybody has been great.
I would make the argument right now that Greg Dulcich is probably the fourth best weapon on this team offensively.
You're not getting any argument out of me today. No, you're right.
And probably he has, because Darren Waller can't practice. And you know Tua is a big chemistry guy, and I don't even want to use that as an excuse for why Tua is playing so poorly, because he is. But he just doesn't have any chemistry with Waller, and he's got a ton of chemistry with Greg Dulcich.
Yeah.
And I am at this point where I think Dulcich could be a number one tight end.
Yeah. No, he is. God, yards after catch yesterday. What a play. Real quickly before I go, and we're running long because, you know, I don't get you a lot here, but we have people already texting, all right, what do you have to say about Tua? I thought he had a good game yesterday, and he led the team, and I'm
he didn't.
What?
No. No, no. Tua, this is not Tua. I don't know who that is.
I don't.
This is like Tyreek Tagovailoa. I don't know who that is. He looks like he's aged 5 years in one season. I don't know what it is.
All right.
And they clearly won't address it.
No. Game manager. All right. Hey, Tua. I hope he gets a turnaround. We're going to need him more. How do you feel about this Pittsburgh game?
Ooh, probably the game of the season.
How good is that going to be Monday night? I think it's going to be a good game. Yeah. I'm with you.
This is probably going to be the game that tells me whether or not this team has changed and whether Mike needs to,
that's
to
a great
get
call.
Another season.
Hey, by the way, that's a great call. This is everybody's wanting you to step up and people saying about your schedule. All right. So now show me on Monday night all the things that everybody saw, all the narratives. We got that Monday night game up there, and let's go get it. Anyway.
They are the AFC South leaders, and their head coach is basically on the hot seat and on the trade market. and he feels threatened. His team's fighting for him. Well, your team is fighting for you too, Mike. And I that's the one thing I give Mike tons of credit. This team has never quit on him, not one second. And
I agree.
That takes a lot. Takes a lot.
And by the way, guys are trying to play and everything else when they're banged up. So I agree with you. Hey, Omar, thank you, man. Appreciate it. A lot of different stuff today we hit. So thank you.
All right, guys.
Omar Kelly.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores, or DSW.com.
You know your customers. Ralph likes his coffee black on Fridays, but Mondays he takes a little cream. Jennifer comes in every 3 years when her lease is up to get the newer and better model. And for some reason, pepperoni pizza sells like crazy on Friday nights. Who knew? At Odyssey, we have the expertise to get your media plan done right. With ads like you're hearing right now, to targeted social media campaigns, search engine optimization, and location-based advertising. Advertise with Odyssey and help us grow your business. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Joining us this morning. Headlines brought to you by our friends over at Doral Hyundai, home of the Pricito, our lowest price. Visit us at Doral Hyundai or DoralHyundai.com. Miami Dolphins blow out the Jets 34-10.
For your own satisfaction, and I'll just throw this out there for everybody. Did you need to see that?
Yes.
Right?
Because
here's the deal. Football is weird that they're pros too. And even though you're a lot better, sometimes things just go right that keeps them in the game. Hell, look at the Saints in Tampa.
Mm-hmm.
Right? There's been, like, these things have happened.
Are the Bucs really going to yak this up to the Panthers?
I don't know. they're banged up, though.
I understand. Woo!
So from that standpoint,
a lot of people think Baker's banged up too.
Yeah, he is. So to see like the Dolphins go out and just kind of like dominate, like it's like, whew, all right, we ain't got to squeeze this one out. You know, it just felt good, right? So like, yeah, good for them.
Here's Tua on what led to the offense getting going early.
Yeah, I would say to that, it was staying on schedule, staying ahead of the chain, staying on, what we were talking about for our openers, guys knowing where to go, guys knowing what to do, just being able to operate through those plays. We were able to stay in the rhythm and the flow with those first three drives that we had. And then it was just that we got out of the flow with, some self-inflicted wounds.
All righty. Well, they did a good job yesterday.
Protected the football.
Your final numbers, Tua, 13 of 21, 127 yards and a touchdown to Jalen Waddle. Great play, by the way. He took a big hit on that.
Yeah.
So shout out to him. Jalen Wright, 24 carries, 107 yards and a touchdown. Devon Achan, 7 carries, 92 yards rushing. He also had 13 yards receiving. He had a touchdown before he hurt his ribs.
And you had Zach Sealer at 2.5 sacks. Sealer it on up.
Well, and we should all apologize. I'm not apologizing because I know how this works. But we made a big deal about Zach Sealer being a fat cat. And now you notice everybody saying, it's not that. It's that everybody around him and the young guys have picked it up so he can be Zach Sealer.
Not a fat cat anymore.
Just a
sexy cat.
Like, it's just ridiculous. That's how we look at that stuff, right? I'm trying to get people to understand that there's 10 other men on the field. And if two or three of the other 10 men aren't doing their job, they can concentrate on you. But now, what you got, Biggers, you got Phillips, you got Grant, those guys have stepped it up to the point where now we can't just focus all of our attention on Zach Sealer, and now Zach Sealer can be Zach Sealer. Because keep in mind, the last couple of years, he always had a guy that garnered attention next to him.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. So that's why I give much credit and love to what they've done on the offense and defensive line.
What's wrong, Brittany?
You know, I don't like that sound.
Nobody does, but we just,
you know what? It makes me so uncomfortable.
Brittany, you know what this is? This is parking backwards in the slanted spot.
What?
Wire in USA Today, they always do overreactions, instant overreactions after a Dolphins win or loss. What do you think of these? The Dolphins, do you think this is an overreaction, are a legitimate factor in the AFC playoff race. And what they write, after a dismal 1-6 start, the idea of the Dolphins being a factor in the AFC playoff race was unthinkable. Sure, there were some winnable games along the way, but even the most ardent Miami fans must have thought that a wild card berth was a pipe dream. Now at 6-7, Miami isn't just a cute story. The Dolphins are a legitimate factor in the race for the number 7 seed in the AFC playoffs. The Dolphins have an opportunity to pick up what could eventually turn out to be a tie-breaking win over the Steelers this coming Monday Night Football. Not tonight, but a week from tonight. Win that contest, and Miami is back to 500 with home games against the Bengals and Buccaneers before a road game against a New England Patriots squad in Week 18 that could conceivably have wrapped up both the AFC East title and its playoff seeding by the time that game rolls around. Yes, Miami's still a long shot, and yes, the opposition will be more challenging coming down the season's home stretch, but the Dolphins making the playoffs is a legitimate possibility at this point. Miami has a combination of run game and defense that's working to give themselves a puncher's chance.
Overreaction.
That's an overreaction.
It is. Look, I'm happy with the 4-game win streak. I think what the defense has done is genuinely something to be happy about. This team not only is stopping the run, Jordan Brooks is going to be a Pro Bowler. You have Minka playing really good. I mean, even effing Ethan Bonner caught an interception yesterday.
I mean, you called for him to be shipped out of the country.
I ripped him yesterday on Game Day Uncensored. I mean, I've been ripping this dude nonstop, and of course, he got an interception. The offensive line's playing well. Devon Achane is unbelievable. Hawk, our chances to make the playoffs are so thin. And yes, you can be a player from the standpoint of keeping the Steelers out with a victory. That's fun. But the Bills, who are in the wild card right now, are 9-4, coming off a really good home win yesterday. The Chargers are 8-4. And they own the tiebreak over Miami, and the Texans are 8-5, playing some of the best football in the NFL. You literally have to go undefeated, and the best chance you'd have is being like a 23% chance going undefeated.
So they are not a factor.
Unfortunately, they're not a factor right now.
All right. What do you think about this? Anthony Weaver has orchestrated the NFL season's most impressive turnaround. Miami defensive coordinator Anthony Weaver was one of the popular names on the chopping block early this season. The Dolphins' defense was an absolute mess. Weaver has quietly orchestrated the league's best in-season turnaround with any unit. Suddenly, it looks like Miami's best side of the football. After Jets starter Tyrod Taylor, quarterback the Jets, left with a groin injury following the interception, the Dolphins proceeded to feast on rookie Brady Cook. Cook completed just 14 of 30 passes for 163 yards and two picks. Miami limited New York to just 207 yards of offense.
Not an overreaction. I think that's a fair take. I mean, with how bad the Dolphins' defense looked. Remember after the Browns game, Hawk? I mean, we were talking about how pathetic the offense was, but the defense too. Every week it was a given. Whoever you were playing against, that running back was going to run for 200 yards. It was a given. 0% chance it wasn't going to happen. And now all of a sudden, I mean, Rasul Douglas, he's catching interceptions. Minka's playing great. Like, that unit is the reason you're winning football games. Truthfully, that's why you're on a four-game win streak. They had Josh Allen, interception, fumble. Like, they had him cooked that game. He deserves credit.
Finally, is this an overreaction or not? The Dolphins can handle the elements. Hey, Miami won a cold weather game. It was 41 degrees at kickoff in East Rutherford, New Jersey. With its brand of run game paired with defense, maybe the Dolphins have finally turned the cold weather corner. The win over the Jets snapped a stretch of seven straight losses for the Dolphins in games below 45 degrees dating back to 2019.
You beat Brady Cook. What are we doing here? You beat Brady
Cook. We're overreacting? Is that what you're saying?
Overreaction. Tua threw 13 of 21, 127 yards, one touchdown. Again, he didn't need to go out there and throw for 300, so it's not fair to criticize his game necessarily yesterday. Like, he was fine. He didn't make mistakes. All that's cool. You feel comfortable going on the road to Buffalo in the snow for a meaningful game in December?
What's it going to be like in Pittsburgh a week from Monday? Do we have any idea?
No, I haven't looked at the weather, but I can't imagine it's going to be great.
Let me take a look. See.
Let's see.
Is that Pittsburgh with two T's?
No idea.
Let's see. Monday, low of 13. This is next Monday. Low of 13, high of 28.
Cooked. Yeah, I'm seeing the high 22, the low 17,
yeah.
With winds light and variable. Chance of snow is 40%. Snowfall around 1 inch. All right, we'll see. We'll see if that was an overreaction or not. We'll see.
Remains to be seen. Perfect Choice Roofing. Hopefully you don't need an entire new roof. Hopefully you don't even need a roof repair. But if you do, my guy Party Peter at Perfect Choice Roofing has you covered. Just remember this website, roofhotline.com. Perfect Choice Roofing. They offer instant range estimating. So you can get a price range of the new roof within 30 seconds. You could see different roof options at the same time. All you have to do is visit roofhotline.com. Like I say, maybe you don't need an entire new roof. Maybe you do, but maybe you don't. Maybe you just need some repairs. Any homeowner knows you let a small roof problem go unchecked, go unrepaired, it can become a major problem and a major expense. You want to take care of it as soon as possible, and you do that by going to roofhotline.com. Party Peter and roofhotline.com have you covered. There's really no job they can't do. So if you're looking for a reliable company that offers the best manufacturer warranty, like a 30-year warranty, contact Perfect Choice Roofing at roofhotline.com. Again, whether it's an entire...
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag.
Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This update is brought to you by Doral Hyundai. Home of the price, see store, lowest price. Visit us at Doral Hyundai, DoralHyundai.com. Starting with the Miami Hurricanes, who are headed to the college football playoff, where they will meet Texas A&M. The game will be at noon 1 week from this Saturday in College Station. You can hear it live right here on WQAM with our countdown to kickoff beginning at 8 a.m. Over to the Dolphins, who won their fourth straight, beating the Jets 34-10. Next up, Miami head to Pittsburgh for Monday Night Football. To the Panthers, who beat the Islanders 4-1. The Cats now begin a four-game road trip beginning on Wednesday night in Utah. And in soccer, Inter Miami won their franchise's first MLS Cup, beating Vancouver on Saturday. A lot of winning there, Joe. A
lot of winning going on here, Woody. No question about it, man. It's good stuff. Coming back here, Dolphins win their fourth game and beat up a bad Jets team the way you should, 34-10. Getting back to 6-7. They got a chance this Monday night if they play the way they're playing. Weather's probably going to be a little colder. But Steelers get a nice win just looking at the highlights they had against Baltimore yesterday. Obviously, I didn't get to see them, but Pittsburgh goes to 7-6 with their win in Baltimore. And
they're just 3-point favorites right now, the Steelers.
Steelers, 3-point favorites.
That's it.
So with that, starts with the defense, which from those veteran corners to the front seven, and it's a lot of guys running around. It's amazing how they've turned around. Now, listen, part of it is who you're playing. There's no question about it. But, hey, man, you see from week to week, you'll think somebody's bad, and all of a sudden you see Tampa Bay lose to Saints. Did I see that? And so, you know, when you look at it, but it starts with the defense, man. Defense gave up 3 points. You're going, well, why do you keep saying that? It was 34-10. Well, it was a special team score. Had nothing to do with the defense. The defense had 3 more takeaways. They've had 10 in the last 4 games. Give up 207 yards, a lot of them late in that game. New York, who, by the way, Tyrod Taylor started, he got injured, and they had to play a rookie free agent quarterback who they like a lot. And you could tell he didn't have a lot of timing, and Anthony Weaver, like a smart defensive coordinator that he is, he threw all kinds of work. As soon as that guy went in the game, I said, get ready. They're going to show you blitz. They're going to show you every kind of look. And when you think they're blitzing and you get ready to throw it, they're going to be 3 guys rushing. And listen, they just, the front seven really got after it yesterday. 3 takeaways, 6 sacks, 1-for-12. The Jets were 1-for-12 on third down, just to give you an idea just how bad it was. And the only touchdown they scored was on special teams, where the Jets are actually, I don't know, the best or second best team on returns overall in football. 3 returns for touchdowns now this season. So they've been really good in that category. But on top of the defense, and you could talk about all the names that Sealer had a huge game, and he's really started to pick it up, and the young guy's playing great. The guy playing middle linebacker is both of them actually have been just lights out good. They really have. They have been great. And right over to the defensive ends. I thought Bradley Chubb yesterday had one of the most disruptive games where he had a guy running for his life and had like a half a sack. And I thought he had like two sacks. I didn't realize Sealer was getting all the sacks as well. But he had a really good game. Chop had some plays. It was coming from everybody yesterday. It really was. And the linebackers, two middle linebackers are just playing at a really, really high level. And then let's go to offense, and you run for 239 yards. And Achane gets hurt just short of 100 yards. God only knows how many yards if he plays three quarters. It continues his great season, averaged 13 yards a carry yesterday. And then Jalen Wright. We've been waiting on this Jalen Wright thing. And by the way, what a roller coaster he's been. Welcome to the NFL, kid. Because he's gone from coming out of minicamp, going to be Achane's backup. He gets injured. Ollie Gordon gets his chances and played his ass off in preseason and was a first down machine. And all of a sudden, he was getting the leftover carries from Achane. And then finally he got a chance yesterday and he played he looked like a different guy, played with great speed. He looked a lot more confident. He ran hard. He broke a lot of tackles. I just thought Jalen Wright was really, really good yesterday. 24 carries, 107 yards for him. So, the blocking around it has been really good. And so I thought that stuff was good. Now, I want to say this because some of you have sent in stuff defending Tua, which I haven't said much about this morning. It was trying to think how he was a game manager. He got off to a nice start with wide open. Thought Mike dialed up one of his best games again. We've been saying that a lot. Mike McDaniel's play calling was good and well executed by Tua with the fakes and stuff. But Tua had three or four plays that you're like, wow. Now, I didn't like the call before the half, the swing pass to start with, and they reviewed it. I thought it was going to get overturned. I did. I thought it was going to be Jets ball, and you're going, well, what are we doing there? And the other one is he throws the other side. It should have been a pick six in the end zone, and guy drops it. He's right there at about the two-yard line.
But look, you do have to consider the opponent, right? And they've played some bad teams here during this stretch. Now you get a chance to go play the Steelers. And obviously Vegas thinks you're very improved team because they only got you 3-point dogs on the road.
I don't expect them. They're good enough right now.
They're playing as well as they've played. Yep.
And to be honest, they got Cincinnati, and I expect them to have a good chance to win that game. And why wouldn't you? Now, listen, I'm not Texan. I saw Texans. I wouldn't want to play the Texans right now. They get after you. There's a couple teams I wouldn't want to play, but they're not on the schedule. And you can only play what's on your schedule.
Don't know how much more of that level of quarterback play you can cover up.
Well, listen, he's going to have to – there's no question he's going to have to step up and make some more throws during this time.
You're playing Aaron Rodgers this week. What was the guy's name? Brady something, who they were playing yesterday.
Yeah, but again, you can't handpick who. Like, I didn't know the backup.
Oh, I don't know. No, I understand. I'm just saying.
That's the Jets. That's the Jets mess.
See how that goes.
That's part of the Jets mess. And hey, everybody wants them on their schedule right now. And you know,
what do those guys say up there? Because that thing's just what a disaster.
What do you say about that during a game?
Yeah.
I don't know. That's. I mean, they play hard. They're just not very good.
Mm-hmm.
They.
You just hit us with it. They play hard.
They play well because that's what everybody says. They play hard, but they're not very good. They that by the two UM guys got hurt right off the bat. The two fifth round Miami Hurricanes. They were out of the game. Maui Noah and Barron both got injured. But they're playing all those guys right now, and it's just not a very good team. I don't know how they beat. They had won 3 of 5, but boy, the Dolphins felt really good about it, and they took care of them. So but I agree. Tua's going to have to make some throws. Tua's going to have to make.
Well, not against the Jets, you don't.
No, but he
against the Steelers. Yes, you were probably going to have to.
I thought Mike. I don't know what Mike did to everybody, but the Jets, like literally, he was throwing passes, and there was nobody within 10 yards on like the first 5 passes. It was like, I don't know what you just did to confuse them that badly on a play action, and then hit a guy on a slant, and tight ends are wide open, Waller's wide open, and then all of a sudden Dulcich is wide open. And by the way, he makes a play, got called back. My God, what a great find he was. Greg Dulcich, what a great find to go with Darren Waller and Julian Hill. Wow, that's good group. All right. Hey, listen, we've got more. So we got Omar Kelly going to join us. We'll talk to Omar about everything. By the way, congratulations to Inter Miami. They are MLS champions with a 3-1 win over Vancouver to the Moss brothers. Messi doesn't speak too much English, so he wouldn't hear us. But, man, he is. I just watch the highlights of things he does. He is special. That's the way you go into the new building. That's the way you go into a new stadium, playing like that, winning a championship. Hey, we got to go to break. We got a lot more stuff to get to here this morning as we continue on. Hey, Woody, you know what else we got going on by the way? Tonight's the night. We've been talking about it. The tennis. We got a little tennis tonight. If you can't wait for the Miami Open, for all you hardcore tennis fans out there, whether it's singles, doubles, man, when you get the bug in tennis, man, it's hard to get rid of. Well, listen. I think the most entertaining player on the men or the women is a guy named Carlos Alcaraz, and he is in town, and he will be at Lone Depot tonight. They got some great ones. They really do. Fonseca, the Brazilian young star, going to be a superstar someday. Getting big crowds when he plays, is going to play Carlos Alcaraz. And then on the ladies' side, they got a nice one. Anna Samova is going to play against Jessica Pegula. So fourth-ranked. Amanda Anisimova and 6th-ranked Jessica Pegula will play each other. It's a nice little doubleheader tonight. First ever tennis event at Lone Depot Park. So if you're going, oh, my God, that's right, I wanted to get tickets and go to that. It's tonight, 7 o'clock. It starts at Lone Depot Park. Tickets start at $40. They're on sale now at martins.com/tennis. If you love tennis, it's a nice teaser with some great tennis.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know your customers. Ralph likes his coffee black on Fridays, but Mondays he takes a little cream. Jennifer comes in every 3 years when her lease is up to get the newer and better model. And for some reason, pepperoni pizza sells like crazy on Friday nights. Who knew? At Odyssey, we have the expertise to get your media plan done right. With ads like you're hearing right now, to targeted social media campaigns, search engine optimization, and location-based advertising. Advertise with Odyssey and help us grow your business. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.